For years, Japan and South Korea had the world's biggest appetites for Alaskan seafood. Japan is still number one. The country bought $588 million worth of the stuff from Alaska last year, but that number is falling quickly, while Alaska's seafood exports to China jumped by more than a quarter last year, passing those to South Korea. They're now four times what they were just 5 years ago. Now, it's not that the Japanese have suddenly stopped eating Alaskan fish. Instead, what's happened over the past several years is that China has become Japan's seafood middleman, especially for salmon and flatfish. It's importing fish and doing a lot of the processing work that used to happen in Japan, then selling the finished product to buyers there. Chris McDowell is a seafood analyst with the McDowell Group in Juneau. He says that seafood processing is relocating to China for the same reason other industries are moving there.
You know, Japan is doing what everybody else in the world is doing, which is exporting some of their processing activity to cheap labor markets.
But as the Chinese become wealthier off this kind of business, they're also eating more high-end Alaskan seafood themselves. The country bought $11 million worth of Alaskan crab last year. European countries are also buying more, making up more than a quarter of the state's 2007 exports. Patricia Eckert, a trade specialist with the governor's office, says that's because European consumers are increasingly concerned with what they're eating.
I think European consumers are very concerned with food traceability issues, healthy eating, sustainable fisheries. These are things that Alaska can provide to the consumer when they're making that choice.
McDowell points to a less noble motive.
Because of the strength of the euro, the Alaska product on a dollar basis is relatively cheaper. So that may be driving part of the continued growth in Europe.
But another buyer may be eclipsing Japan, China, and Europe, and that's consumers right here in the United States. Alaska doesn't keep the same records for domestic customers as it does for foreign buyers, but McDowell says that it's possible that for the first time last year, Americans may have gobbled up more Alaskan salmon, pollock, and crab than anyone else. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.